Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. Issuesetc.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
Well, it's time here at the end of this first hour on Friday to pick Issues Etc. blogs of the week. We're always reading your blogs. If your blog has the Issues Etc. widget, which you will find at our website, issuesetc.org, click support at the bottom of the page, then we will read your blog and we will perhaps pick it for Issues Etc. blog of the week. If you have one that you're writing and you have the widget, please send us an email to make sure we know where it's at with a link to your blog, talkback at issuesetc.org, and then we'll start reading it.
My pick this week is Pastor Larry Peter's excellent blog, Pastoral Meanderings. It's a blog post titled, "Death Sanitized is Still Death." He writes, "Russ Saltzman, Lutheran pastor and writer, has written in First Things about the dying of his father. It is a painful story of a life left with but a bare resemblance to the once vigorous and strong life he knew in his father. Saltzman is writing about the imagined good death of those trained to deal with life at its end. While he is certainly grateful for the care given to his father, he is not at all enamored of the nonsense of accepting death as a natural part of life. Good for him." And they've got some excerpts from Pastor Saltzman's article in First Things. And then Pastor Larry Peters concludes, "Those who read this blog know what I think of funerals that have become celebrations of life and of death that is deemed natural, or are coming to terms with the naturalness of death. There is no good death. There is death which sometimes appears merciful because of the tortured nature of life, but it is only a mask. We don't need masks to deal with death. We need a savior. We need a life which death cannot overcome, and we need the word that calls the dead to rise again. Amen to that. Death cannot and should not be softened. The resurrection is not some consolation prize. It is the one and only answer to the searing questions of Psalm 30. Don't console by attempting to mask death behind some kind of fake goodness. Expose it for what it is in all its ugliness, pain, and sorrow. But do not leave us there. Point us to the final word. Speak to us the word that has triumphed over death to steal away its victory and hold for us the promise of something greater, the resurrection." My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, Pastoral Meanderings.
My pick this week comes from a blog that's called Watcher's Lamp, and it's a rather prolific blogger there. The one that attracted my attention was simply a reprint of a story from Reuters called "The Bursting of the Church Growth Bubble," and I like the intro to the story from the author of the blog that simply says, "So much for the build it and they will come gospel." We're often told that you need staff for success, you need to build for success, build the big church and you'll have it full. If you build the big church, God will fulfill on that promise and fill it with people. You know, often people do come. They do. It's often without even thinking attributed to God himself. But the story from Los Angeles through Reuters is that there are record numbers of foreclosures on church properties that built it so that they would come, but found out later that if you owe the bank and you won't pay your mortgage on the building that you can't afford, the bank may well foreclose on you. The church does not sustain itself on hopes, on man-made promises, on the notion that if we just have the right facility, the right size facility, it'll be filled with people. The church is sustained by nothing other than the Word of God, whether the church is big or small. People can come for all kinds of reasons, but that does not a church make. What makes the church, if it's God's Word proclaimed in law and gospel, Christ-saving work, where the gospel is being proclaimed, there's the church, regardless of whether or not they can even afford their building. But there is no build it and they will come promise in Scripture. When we come back, hour two of Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.